KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a partly cloudy sky at 76 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny, breezy, hot, and humid today, a high of 95, with the heat index as high as 100 degrees, winds out of the south at 15 to 30 miles per hour. A reminder, a heat advisory continues for the entire listening area, and this is until 7 p.m. on Sunday. In the news, a man from Red Oak and formerly of Oakland was arrested Friday night on drug charges. 30-year-old Kirk Kincaid Kinzer was picked up in the Pottawatomie County area by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on a $2,000 cash-only bond on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear on an original possession of drug paraphernalia charge. A short time later, Red Oak police arrested Kinzer for possession with the intent to deliver over 5 grams of methamphetamine, a Class B felony. Kinzer was being held on the latter charge without bond, the Montgomery County Jail. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports the driver of a Buick LeSabre was injured during a single vehicle accident at around 1:25 a.m. today. Authorities say Kevin Kruth of Claremont, Missouri, was southbound on Colt Avenue when he failed to stop at the intersection with 300th Street. The car went through the intersection and came to rest in the south ditch. Kruth was transported to the hospital in Clarinda by Newmarket EMS for possible serious injuries. The accident remains under investigation. Taylor County Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by Newmarket first responders and Clarinda EMS. A semi-tractor trailer driven by a Cass County man struck traffic lights in Red Oak Thursday afternoon. Red Oak police said Friday a 2000 Kenworth semi hauling a grain trailer and driven by 22-year-old Jordan Michael Baser of Griswold was making a turn from North Broadway onto West Oak Street in Red Oak at around 4:15 p.m. Thursday when Baser cut the turn too sharp. The grain trailer struck a set of City of Red Oak traffic lights, causing $5,000 damage. The light pole itself was not damaged, but the trailer sustained about $3,000 damage. There were no citations issued and no injuries reported. A woman attempting to visit an inmate at the Pottawatomie County Jail Thursday afternoon was arrested on a warrant. Authorities said on Friday that 30-year-old Jerrica Jean Moore of Council Bluffs was arrested in the sheriff's office parking lot on a warrant for violation of probation. Moore was booked into the Pott County Jail. A Council Bluffs woman appeared at the Pott County Sheriff's Office Thursday afternoon wanting to turn herself in on a warrant. The violation of probation warrant for 44-year-old Kimberly Sue Trotter was confirmed and she was placed under arrest before being turned over to corrections staff. And Thursday night, a Pott County Sheriff's deputy assisted by an Iowa State Patrol trooper with a traffic stop at the 67-mile marker on Interstate 29. A passenger in the vehicle identified as 25-year-old Marcus Craddock of Omaha had an outstanding arrest warrant out of Council Bluffs for theft in the fifth degree. The warrant was verified through Pott County Communications, and Craddock was placed under arrest before being transported to the Pott County Jail, where he was read his warrant and turned over to corrections staff. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, drag racing has begun at a former Western Iowa airport following the site's $2 million transformation. The Sioux City Journal reports that nearly 200 racers and 600 spectators gathered at the Ottawa Racing and Events Complex last weekend for its opening. The city closed the seldom-used Ottawa Municipal Airport 2 years ago and transformed it into a racing complex. The facility's concrete strip can host races of 1,000 feet, 1/8 of a mile, and 1/4 of a mile. Races today and tomorrow will include a testing portion where racers can run the track multiple times to get their vehicles calibrated. Ron Connor manages the site's racing. He says junior drag racers are welcome this weekend, and the facility will also host old-style drags where cars will have flag starts. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission unanimously approved a development agreement Thursday between the Hard Rock Casino and Sioux City for an $11 million parking ramp that will add up to 580 spaces and result in part of the casino being remodeled. Commission member Jeff Lamberti said the ramp will help the casino and the city.
We see it as being really good for both, to be able to provide that kind of parking for both this facility, because it does matter, you know, when you get bad weather. I mean, right, we have bad weather half the year, and so quality parking matters, and certainly for the Tyson Center and some of that, it's just a win-win for both.
The commission met at the Hard Rock, and they also approved a $20,000 penalty for Harvey's of Casino, Council Bluffs, after an underage girl got onto the gaming floor. The girl's parents had distracted a casino security guard while her grandparents quickly sneaked her in. Lamberti said this is something that's been tried at other casinos as well.
This is becoming a little more common. You know, I've been on the commission now almost 7 years. When I was first on, I don't recall where we were seeing family members, other adults really trying to facilitate or assist somebody in breaking the underage gaming rules.
Lamberti says the commission members want to see everyone involved face a penalty.
We have spent some time talking about it. We strongly encourage local law enforcement to charge not only the minors, minor, but the family members who assist.
The girl's family has been barred from entering the facility following the violation. A former Omaha tribal council member has pleaded guilty to misusing federal funds. The Sioux City Journal reports that Forrest Aldrich entered the plea Thursday in U.S. District Court in Omaha. The charge, misapplication of health care benefit program funds. His sentencing is set for September 20th, and other federal charges were dropped in exchange for his plea. Morris was one of nine tribal officials charged in a case that accused the officials of misusing federal funds by awarding nearly $389,000 in bonuses to themselves. Officials said the bonuses were paid from Indian Health Service funds meant to provide health care to members of the Omaha Tribe of Nebraska who reside on the Omaha Reservation in Macy in northeast Nebraska and in western Iowa. Also in western Iowa news, a federal judge has ruled in favor of Christian colleges in Michigan and Iowa that sued the government to avoid paying for abortion and contraception health-related care under the Obama-era requirement. The U.S. District Judge Mark Bennett issued a permanent injunction blocking the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing the 2011 mandate. It required employers, regardless of their religious or moral beliefs, to provide health insurance coverage for contraception, abortion-inducing drugs, and sterilization. Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, and Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, sued in October of 2013. They'd argued that the requirement to provide coverage for morning-after or week-after pills violated their religious freedoms. They said many Christians consider the pills to be abortion drugs. Interim Department of Health and Human Services rules abandoned the mandate last year. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Larry Maines, age 79, of Carson, died Sunday at Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Larry Maines will be today at 11 o'clock at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Stanley Fender, age 92, of rural Oakland, died June 11th at the Oakland Manor Care Center. Funeral services for Stanley Fender will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Wanda Reed, age 86, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Wanda Reed will be on Monday at 4 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mildred F. Johnson, age 97, of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Mildred Johnson will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Altamont Baptist Church in rural Shelby County. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Ethel Othout, age 98, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Allen Place here in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ethel Othout will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.